The province of Asia was not the only Roman province in Anatolia. In fact, there were several. And I won't have the opportunity to talk about many of them, but I will talk about one other province and one other city within that province. During the first century AD, the south coast of Anatolia, what had been Lycia and Pamphylia, were combined into a single province, the province of Lycia and Pamphylia. Like its neighbor to the north, the province of Asia, this province prospered during the first two centuries AD. As we saw in the case of Ephesus, the cities of this province depended on imperial favor, as well as the beneficence of its local leaders. So I'm going to focus on one more local individual who very much changed the face of her city. And I say her because this is a woman who was a great donor to her city of Perge. In this course, we haven't had the opportunity to talk about too many women. It's been truly the case that women did not have a great deal of power in the ancient world. But by the Roman period, certainly wealthy, elite women did wield some degree of control over their city and over their own fate. So we'll examine this woman and the city that she lived in, the city of Perge. Perge is located along the south coast of Anatolia, and local tradition claimed that Greeks founded Perge after the Trojan War. When they'd been victorious in the war, some of the Greeks, rather than returning home, journeyed to the south coast of Anatolia and founded cities. That's probably a myth, but it does seem to be the case that Greek colonists may well have arrived in the region around 1000 BC, the same time that cities like Ephesus and Miletus were founded. However, it has been noticed that the name Perge is an Anatolian name. It's not a Greek name. So certainly we have to know that there was a native element in the early city. By the 2nd century AD, Perge was a major city in the province of Lycia and Pamphylia, and it could boast a generous benefactress, a woman named Plancia Magna. Her history is somewhat different from Celsus, whom we just discussed. He was a native of Ephesus and was of Greek descent. Plancia Magna, however, seems to have been a Roman, and her ancestors seem to have arrived from Rome as traders in the region in the first century BC. They may well have been buying and selling goods from the region, but certainly their social standing rose over the centuries, and her family became the most elite family of the city. Plancia Magna's father, a man named Marcus Plancius Verus, served as governor of the Anatolian province of Bithynia. And interestingly enough, he married the sister-in-law of the last king of Commagene. And in our last lecture, I just mentioned this man in passing, a man named Antiochus Philopappus, who died in Athens. Well, Marcus Plancius Verus married that man's sister-in-law. So I think we have to imagine that this first and second century AD Roman world that stretched across the Mediterranean, we see a lot of the elite intermarrying and being very connected, even though perhaps with different racial origins, nevertheless being of this unified elite class of wealthy benefactors. So the daughter of this union of Plancius Verus and the sister-in-law of the last king of Commagene was Plancia Magna. And she, even though she was a woman, held the most important priesthoods in Perge, including that of the imperial cult. So this was an important office where she had really direct communication with the emperors. She was even elected demiurgos, which is the chief magistrate of the city, and she was elected three times. So this tells us of her standing within the city.